Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:32. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, February 21st. President Trump reacting to the federal prison sentence of more than 3 years for his longtime friend Roger Stone, hinting that Stone could ultimately receive a presidential pardon or commutation of his sentence.
President Trump said Roger Stone has a very good chance of exoneration, but that he won't act to grant clemency right now, saying he wants the process to play itself out before making a decision. He also criticized the jury forewoman on the Stone criminal case.
The forewoman of the jury, the woman who was in charge of the jury, is totally tainted. When you take a look, how can you have a person like this? She was a anti-Trump activist.
Stone has requested a new trial, with his lawyers suggesting the forewoman in the case had significant bias. The judge has delayed implementation of his sentence until she resolves that request. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Two people were injured in a traffic accident in West Wichita about 8:30 last evening at Central and Mays. Crash involved two pickup trucks, one of them flipping over upside down. Two people were hospitalized. It was a challenging commute in the Wichita area yesterday morning after snow fell late Wednesday night into the morning. Ben Nelson from Wichita Public Works and Utilities said the city had five dozen trucks working the streets.
They began applying salt and sand mix on those a little bit after midnight, a little bit ahead of when the snow began to hit. And then obviously we started getting some snow accumulation at about 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. It got to the point where there was enough of it on the roadways that we could put our plows down and start effectively moving snow out of the lanes.
Also a problem with that storm, temperatures fell to about 20 degrees. At that point, the normal road salt becomes far less effective at melting snow and ice on the streets. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's debate performance getting reactions from critics.
Critics call Bloomberg's debate performance pathetic, unprepared, and possibly the worst ever. So to fight back, Team Bloomberg had to spin and edit. And Bloomberg got pulverized on social media, quoting here, "Great job editing, just like you, a total farce. You bombed big time last night, and it was glorious." A Joe Biden spokesperson wrote, quote, "Maybe next they can make a deep fake where the mayor actually answers Joe Biden's question about releasing employees from non-disclosure agreements." And speaking of those NDAs, ABC is now reporting that over the past three decades, 17 women have taken legal action against Bloomberg's company. None made it to trial.
That's Fox's Trace Gallagher with that report. Bloomberg said during the debate that complaints involving his company centered on workplace jokes. Surfing the web, checking in on social media, watching online videos, all things that Kansas lawmakers want to make more readily accessible for the entire state. A bill has been proposed. It would establish a grant program to help get broadband internet access to all Kansas communities. Under the bill, cities and counties can apply for grant funding through the Department of Commerce. Communities would be selected based on need, population, cost, and the time it would take to get the project done. That grant would match funding up to 50% of the total cost it would take to get broadband internet access to the area. It's not clear how much implementing broadband statewide would cost. Funding would come from a combination of taxpayer money, federal grants, and state funding. Let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the teens across south central Kansas, and as cold high pressure gradually moves on off to the east, we will break away from the chilly air mass with temperatures climbing into the mid-40s this afternoon. Clear overnight and not as cold, our low near 30, partly cloudy, breezy, and 55 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a clear sky. It is 15 degrees here on this Friday morning. Hey, find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Come to Hatman Jack's and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. It's located at the Clock Tower in Delano, one of Wichita's great places to shop. Hatman Jack's. It's 7:36 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, the race for the Democratic nomination continues. The Nevada caucuses tomorrow. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland this morning and find out the latest from this next part of the process. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yes, there is a polling ahead of the Nevada caucuses with Bernie Sanders with a solid lead at 30%, according to a Real Clear Politics average of polls. Vice President Joe Biden with just 16%. And this all comes as the Nevada Democratic Party has been scrambling to prepare for tabulating the results. They ditched that app from Iowa that was created by Shadow, a startup company, and instead they're going to be using iPads. It'll have a Google form on it, and precinct leaders will be tabulating the results, putting those forms into the iPads and uploading the results. Now, DNC Chairman Tom Perez has warned that they want to get it right. They're not necessarily going to be super fast. They want to get it right because a lot is riding on this after the disaster of the Iowa caucuses.
Do the caucuses themselves differ from the way Iowa does it, which is kind of an interesting dynamic when that gets done? But are other caucuses kind of the same?
Kind of the same, yeah. There are a few differences, but basically what they do is they start the day pretty early. They gather in local fire stations, even casinos in Nevada, and the Democrats will gather and they'll stand in the corner of the room that matches their candidate. If their candidate doesn't get 15%, that's where they're considered viable. Then those supporters have to make up their minds and decide whether or not they're going to switch over to another candidate or stand lonely in the corner. So this goes on all day, and then the results begin. Now, some 70,000 Nevadans have participated in early voting, so all those results will be folded in to the results tomorrow. So that's how it works. It's not all that different than the Iowa caucuses, except this is a tidbit I learned in Nevada. And if they really, really get down to the wire with a candidate, and I don't think this will happen, and you know this is the land of casinos, they'll draw cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that shouldn't surprise us when considering the locale.
Exactly.
Is Michael Bloomberg part of this process, or is he still a Super Tuesday? Is he still focusing on that?
He is focusing on Super Tuesday. He's not really showing up in polling in Nevada.
Okay.
And his debate performance didn't go so well. But when you look at the Super Tuesday primaries on March 3rd, he has made some headway, particularly in Virginia, which is my home state. Yeah, Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg neck and neck at 22% each, Biden at 18. So Bloomberg really making some inroads there. He's showing up in some of the other polling, like in Texas, he's at 14%. In California, which has got a big delegate haul, he's at 15% in third place behind Sanders, Biden, and then he comes in right, really Biden and Bloomberg tied in California.
And of course, some of these early caucuses, it's still about posturing and are you gaining ground, are you losing ground, and that's, we're still kind of in that early part of the process, but things are starting to formulate a little bit.
Well, they really are. And what Vice President Joe Biden needs is a win. I mean, desperately. He's not doing very well when it comes to some of these polls. And even in North Carolina, where typically he should be doing well, he's locked with Bernie Sanders at 20% each. And so I think that South Carolina is going to be key for Joe Biden. And he is leading in South Carolina as far as the recent polling goes. But he definitely needs a win. And if he were to lose in South Carolina, it's a different electorate. These are blue dog Democrats. They lean more conservative. Then he'll really have to start reevaluating his campaign. But I think he's going to, you know, hang in there until after Super Tuesday, at the very least.
Rachel, we appreciate your time today. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live with us today here on Steve and Ted in the Morning, talking about the Democrat caucuses. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted. It's time for our third and final playing of The Secret Sound. Oh my gosh. Here it is for the third and final time. All right. Here's our final clue. This ship of the desert has been used to carry people and goods for centuries. If you think you know what it is, I'm opening the phone lines right now. Call me now at 869-1330. If you think you know what the secret sound is, the winner today will get two large five-topping pizzas from Papa John's Pizza. Secret sound, call now! It's 7:41 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.